This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I mentioned in our last visit, I will be spending some time on this program the next few days before Christmas, sharing some conclusions I came up with when I studied the two promises we noted found in the book of Titus. The first promise is found in Titus 1:2, a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Jesus Christ came once about 2,000 years ago. At that time, he provided eternal and abundant life by giving himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good, Titus 2:14. God's promise of a Messiah is found throughout the Old Testament. The one which specifically promises the coming of the Messiah by virgin birth is found in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Matthew refers to this in his account of the birth of Jesus Christ, adding that Emmanuel means God with us. We know that Jesus was historically known to live among his people, but many didn't know that in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, Colossians 2:9. Jesus could confidently say, "I and the Father are one," John 10:30. That's why he could do the miracles he did and teach with such authority that people were amazed. There was something unique about him as he moved among the people. We'll look further at why he came to earth 2,000 years ago.